And welcome back. Joining us now is Jake Lower, a candidate for the Mercer County School Board. And Jake, we're glad to have you with us here on this program. And I guess the first thing, as I've been asking everybody, is could you just give us a little background about yourself?
Yeah, thanks for having me, John. I appreciate the opportunity to talk and let people know a little about myself. I guess if anybody knows me, they know I'm a father first. So I have three little girls. They're 7, 5, and 2, so I certainly have my fair share of chaos right now. But you'll need to wish me luck in 5 or 10 years. But it is they're definitely the biggest part of my decision and why I'm interested in running for the school board. And most of my hobbies and kind of my day to day revolve around them. My wife as well. We met in college. She has a passion for education like I do. She taught for 5 years at Monmouth Intermediate School and is now staying home with my kids while they're little and still in the house. In terms of my education, I graduated from Alito High School in 2007, a couple years before the consolidation, and then graduated from Western Illinois University in 2013. And got my master's degree in computer science there. That kind of was the point where I really got interested in education and getting more involved. They hired me after I graduated to be a software engineer with them, and they also had me teaching a couple courses there at Western Illinois. So I was instructing Computer Science 101 and Intro to Programming and that sort of thing.
And, yeah, I was going to say, I'm sorry, go ahead, continue.
Yeah, and then I kind of got into the professional world a little deeper. I wanted to get back involved with our community. You know, I look to my education in our school system and our school district is what kind of changed my trajectory professionally, I guess. So I had an opportunity to come back and work locally for General Grind and Machine and kind of focus on their technology department. So I took that opportunity to get back into the community, our community, and really back into the district here.
And your interest in education then is the main reason you were looking at running for the school board?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's my only reason or my highest or anything like that, but I certainly wanted to stay involved in education. And once I kind of left Western and left that world, I still had some interest in staying involved and being influential. And I think I have good ideas and feedback in that world. So I did some tutoring and different things like that, but I certainly wanted to stay involved in education, and that's one of the reasons that I'm interested in running.
Well, talking about education or curriculum, is there anything curriculum-wise that you're interested in or any concerns about or things you'd like to see in the school district?
Yeah, so there's certainly two groups. Obviously, with my career path and kind of what the way I went with education, it was very kind of next level education focused, where it's very college focused and different things like that. So I certainly think that we want to have that focus of getting our students prepared and ready for all those next level. But on the other side of things, there is certainly a lot of paths that don't involve that next level of education as well. So I think vocational training is extremely important, and trades are going to be extremely important to our students and those jobs in the future. So I want to make sure that's supported as well. I think just with my background and running a technology department and different things like that, I can certainly bring unique and interesting skills to the district and really help advance both of those options in terms of what we can support with our technology infrastructure as well.
When it comes to the district and community relations, what are your thoughts there? Do you feel there's been good communication, or what would you like to see?
Yeah, I think we need to continue to utilize technology and get information to the community as quickly as possible and try to organize all that, at times, chaotic communication back and forth into forms that are useful both ways. So acknowledging to the community that we are hearing their communication and then making sure that we you know, we're getting a fair comparison of everyone's opinion and not just a few select few along the way as well. So it can kind of be a dangerous world, but especially with all the different forms of communication there are nowadays. But I think we got to utilize it, certainly.
Well, some major decisions have been made recently concerning the district's facilities, the buildings and the like. Your thoughts on where you'd like to see the district go moving forward then in that regard?
Yeah, I love how you worded that, the moving forward. So that's really what I want to look for in my position if I would be able to join the school board, is how do we move forward and how do we utilize the facilities we have to the greatest of their ability. So that means a couple things to me. It means making sure that our facilities are adequate enough to support STEM education and whatever our students will need moving forward in those existing buildings. And also that we're maintaining what we have, making sure that whether or not that building is part of the bigger overall picture, that we're treating it as a resource and make sure we're maintaining it so that if it's needed, it's still there and it's still able to be used. And if it's not, it's something we can have for another venue or whatever it might be.
And then finally, is there anything in particular, too, that's a concern of yours or an issue or something you'd like to see done when you're on the school board?
Yeah, so I guess my biggest concern, or another, you know, kind of my main reasons why I was running for school board, is I want to make sure that we're keeping the focus on our students and teachers. You know, so often some of these different issues, and our school board's done a wonderful job in dealing with them and a couple different hard years that have recently affected things that are kind of out of the normal. But I want to make sure that the school board is there to drive and support our students and the individuals that influence them the most, which is the teachers. So I want to make sure that our students' needs are met in terms of facilities and in terms of supplies or whatever they might need to have their education. And then on to the people who support our students, I want to make sure that the teachers also have the adequate support they need to focus on the students. You know, they have more on their plates now than ever, and I want to make sure that they really have, that we're not adding to their plate as we go throughout these processes and as we deal with these issues, that they're able to continue to focus on the most important thing, which is the students.
I almost forgot another question I wanted to ask you. We've talked with everybody about the invitation that Mercer County has received from the Three Rivers Athletic Conference. I'm not sure if you'll be in on the decision-making process on that, but we're asking everybody their thoughts as far as based on what they know about that invitation to join the Three Rivers.
Yeah, definitely. So anytime you're talking conference changes or anything like that involving athletics or whatever it might be, I think that I would always lean towards, you want to make sure that it's a good fit in terms of schools and proximity. This is student education and it's student athletics, and you want that to remain the focus. You don't want too much of a strain travel-wise, and you also want to make sure that you're able to be around schools that you can be competitive with in different sports and really have a level playing field there. So any time we're looking at those type of invitations, that's what I'd be looking towards.
All right, sir. Well, listen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
That's Jake Lower, once again, candidate for the Mercer County School Board, and we'll be back with more after this.